your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry to ban it, y'all. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yo. Yeah. What it do? It's the What in the Ham Sandwich show. That joint sound.
The worst.
Horatio. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. And this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do right now. Because this is what happens when you don't use a Mac. We're going to cut that off. Right? We just ain't going to stream live today. That's all that is.
Man, I said get the mic right.
That's all that is. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
We ain't streaming live today.
For sure.
That joint sound just too bad, yo. This is what happens when your Mac is in the shop.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And you got to use a freaking PC. You got to use a Bleacy. I got something for you. Yo. Slow to run and said one time. When I come through, you know I drop it down. Everybody want to see me get down. Everybody want to see G come down. Jesus come down from the sky, hear you. Everybody want to see me one, two. What you gonna do when Slow the Man spit on the mic and you want to get the one check, two? One check, two, red and blue. Everybody want to be a Crip in the blood, but you don't know you're washing the blood. Everybody get hit, messing with a scud. I hate Windows really right now. I love Mac, everybody come down. I'm going to take a PC and smash you. And then I come through and thrash you. And then I'll come through and bash you. Please, I wish I could crash you with my car, but you're going so far. I hate you, Bill Gates. Everybody want to come through and get spakes. Everybody want to come through and get glee. Yeah, why you make such bad computers? When I come through, you're going to get a shooter. Looking like you got a big butt, big Buddha. Everybody looking like you want to get a ruler. Cooler. What you going to do when I come through now? Everybody want them to spit from the town. Everybody want a ham sandwich now. Everybody want to see a ham sandwich down. I spit rhymes all day, every single day. When I come through, I pray like hammer. I spit grammar. Cats want to stammer. At grammar. Ah, this is the rhyme that I'm spitting right now. Everybody want to come through and get down. See my computer, see it right now. It's in the shop, I hope it comes back so I can be smiling a lot. Right now I'm sad, now I'm mad. Everybody want to see me get bad. Just like Michael in the movies. Don't know what I'm talking about. Off top of the doubt. And I'm making up words. Everybody want to see me like a turd. But you look like a turd because you really smell. Everybody want to see heaven or hell. Better pray to God, better pray to the devil. No, don't pray, hit him with a shovel. Not on my level. Me, I'm a running rebel. Like you in LV, you can't eat and eat me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now I'm rhyming like I got that W.
What is wrong with him? What's going on?
I'm frustrated. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Here we bow bow.
What you gonna do when I knock you out like boo boo? Everybody knows, you eat some JoJo. My nose running, eating my snot, I need a tissue.
Ew.
But it's time to go, it's the ham sandwich, let's go. Everybody love when I go, rub it up dumb. The drums love me, bass going boom, boom, boom.
Bum, bum.
Hey, give them sticks, I break them up like a juke too big. But don't you know, you look like, I don't know, but a chick, chick, boy, girl, looking like swell male. Looking like Big Bird on the juju bell. But hey, let me go, let me go. Wait.
It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
Wow.
Welcome.
Welzer.
Yanker, Yowzer. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, one of my good homies who actually works for Holy Culture.
Right.
He was like, yo, I love the show. You know what I'm saying? Love how y'all putting it down. You know what I'm saying? Only part I don't like is when Cook say 187 on undercover cop, because I'm a cop.
Oh, shoot.
I was like.
He is embarrassed. Somebody always call me saying something I like Cook doing.
I was like, whether it's sunshine or rain, Cook gonna disrespect somebody.
I'm gonna disrespect. My bad, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Sunshine or rain. It's going to be some business.
Well, you can't really get mad because Cook ain't saying 187. He's saying 167.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's saying 187.
Right.
Oh, no, he's saying 167.
He said
I said 167.
So my dude, you know what I'm saying?
He really ain't talking about.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He really ain't throwing you out there. You know what I mean? Because he's not saying 187.
Right.
He got his own meanings in 167. Why don't you tell him what that means?
Right. Saying 167.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want no cops shooting me. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? On the undercover bookie.
Yeah. You know how we make words up.
Also, what I do is I want to encourage everybody. Holy Culture is coming out with its drop CD.
Okay.
And they want you to support the CD. Okay?
Not burn the CD.
Not burn the CD. Support the CD. You can support the CD by buying the CD. Also donate, you know what I'm saying, to the CD for the CD's making. Go to holyculture.net. That's holyculture.net. And click on the drop CD and really support the cause, man. A lot of dope artists are going down right now. And, you know what I'm saying? Right now, actually, they just received a $1,000 gift. Which was the first, I think the very first donation. If you want to donate, man, and they're taking, yeah. Woo! You know what I mean? And what they're doing is they're taking these CDs, man, and these CDs are going to be passed out, okay? You know what I'm saying? They're not trying to, collect any dough. They're really using them as an evangelistic tool. So support the cause, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Support the drop CD. Go to holyculture, .net. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you'll be the next one.
The
you know
next
what I'm saying?
Receive the drop.
The good drop CD. They're actually saying that they're expecting it to get to over 100,000 people.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of people.
100,000 people.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to get in people's hands all over the world. So that's what it is. Go to holyculture.net and support that drop CD. And we like showing love, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We really like showing love
yes.
to those that support us. And Holy Culture is not the only one that supports us, but they definitely support us in what we do. And so that's what it is. Let's go ahead. I'm on a new computer, y'all. I'm on a PC. So, you know what I'm saying? Just give me.
Dun, da, da, da. Ham News.
Okay.
Okay.
Last week in Haiti, did you hear about Wyclef Jean getting shot in Haiti?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wyclef.
Yeah.
He got bucked in the hand.
Yeah, he was walking down the street with his entourage.
He got grazed.
And somebody ran up to him just out of nowhere and just shot him in the hand.
That's crazy.
He said, you know, it was a traumatic experience for him because, you know, that's his hometown. And he was surprised that somebody would do that to him.
Well, buck on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't love everywhere, dog.
Exactly. Well, one time he was talking about running for president.
Right.
Guess
not.
In Haiti.
I guess
they should show him, you know, you're going back to America, all
right? They denied him because he got to live there for, what, five years, something like that?
Right. This is a crazy story. I felt a certain type of way for this.
You felt
a certain type of way about this because it just made me want to go in the house and beat my kids.
Okay.
That's what it made me want to do.
Okay.
Okay, a girl in Florida, okay, an honor student, okay, she's at a car dealership and she wants this brand new Nissan X whatever, XL 350, brand new off the lot. They told her she didn't have the credit for it, so she calls her mom and asks her mom to co-sign. Her mother says no. She goes to her mother's house and pistol whips her mother.
You lying.
Pistol whips her mother.
What?
And makes her mother go to the car dealership at gunpoint.
You lying.
Makes her mother co-sign.
I would have got shot.
For the car.
I would have shoot.
And she,
man.
She drove off the lot with the brand new car.
Shoot me.
Little Chinese chick.
Put a hot one in me.
Okay. And her mom called the police the next day and told them what happened. And she said she didn't want to press charges against her daughter because her daughter was an honor student. And she was accepted to a couple of Ivy League schools.
She's an honor student?
Yeah.
She been an honor student in that GED
for sure.
in prison.
For sure.
But, however, the police said, no, this is ridiculous. We're going to press charges on her because, you know, felony assault. You pistol whipped your mom for a car? Really?
That's, wow. Wow. And then your mom actually did it. Went to the dealership and signed it.
Yeah. You know what? That's beat down right there. I would have got you to the dealership and beat you down.
I would have beat the fire out of you.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Yeah. In California, 11-year-old girl is gang raped in a park.
Wow.
One of her friends lured her to the park bathroom, and eight boys gang raped her.
Damn.
And where was this at?
In California.
That's crazy, yo.
That's a shame. There was actually another gang raping in Texas.
Right, 17 dudes.
17 dudes.
Raped the 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Ranges,
so
ages 15 or 37, something like that.
I don't know what is an epidemic or but you know, it's a shame because the Bible does say that men's hearts will turn cold. And you know what I'm saying, when your heart can turn cold, and you can do this to a person, to a you know, a little girl, do this to anybody, and not feel nothing about it, and then do it. Some of those dudes actually did it multiple times. There was brothers, two brothers were involved in it.
That's a shame.
And you know what I'm saying, real talk, y'all dudes.
I hope you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did.
And they deserve to die.
Yeah.
Hope they burn in hell.
hey, how about the other one?
We got time to kill last night.
The girl was babysitter, and she had a daycare, and her house caught on fire. She left them home by themselves, went to the drugstore, came back, and the house was on fire and killed like
are you serious?
Four kids. Yeah. And she was the daycare owner, left the kids by herself.
That's what you
and then she tried
careful.
To flee. She tried to flee out of the country, but they caught her and brought
negligent.
Her back.
Negligent.
Y'all need to be careful with who y'all leave y'all kids
for
with.
Sure.
Negligent.
Just because they cost $20 a week don't mean that it's a safe environment for your child.
Not at all.
Take the extra money and pay for a legit child care center
sure.
if you have to.
Please.
Or if you do, you better check the crap out of them.
You know what I'm saying?
They better have some license. They better have some insurance.
Some references.
For sure.
Going back at least five, 6 years.
For sure. They better have some degrees.
Because
exactly.
Just imagine you left your kids with this lady. She leaves. Mm. The house catch on fire and kids die. It ain't her kids.
That's a shame.
You want to murk her, son.
She going to get murked.
You want to put a warm one in her.
Yeah. They protecting her.
Whew. Last but not least, in New York, a man had a kidney transplant that was infected with AIDS.
What?
Yeah. And
pay me.
Pay me.
And the transplant was from an actual live donor. And they said that they gave the man who was the donor, they gave him an AIDS test 10 weeks prior to the transplant. So he must have contracted AIDS within that 10 weeks. And the donor did agree that he had sex with a gay male. Mm. So he was gay.
Wow.
So, yeah, the patient now has AIDS. He's being treated for AIDS.
Ridiculous.
Wow. That's unbelievable, man.
I'ma own the whole hospital.
I'm on
the
have
block
my name on
the
it.
Hospital is on.
Yep. And the corner store next to it.
The corner store next to the parking lot. It's going to be, I'm going to own the whole Harlem, Children's Harlem Zone.
That's a shame,
Are
man.
Are you serious?
People is dirty, yo.
Yeah, they're dirty.
Dirt dog.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Well, look, it's the Ham Sandwich Show. You can always call in 757-325-9493. You can always send your music at hamshow.tv. That's music at hamshow.tv. If you're listening by Ustream right now, our computer is out of commission, and so we put on another computer, and we're going to stream it anyway. You know what I'm saying? You'll hear the conversation. You might not hear the music. Probably won't hear the music. But you hear the conversation, and you know what? It's all that really matters.
Yeah.
It's all that really matters.
Yeah.
And so we'll be back to 100%, but just remember, don't buy a PC. Buy a Mac. Damn show.
You don't need a Mac. You don't need a bio.
We'll be back.
Showing love, yeah. We don't bought the bar. Exactly. Tell the bartender we that green. I wanna party, and I get a buzz off this music. Get home for when I feel it, can't lose it. Atmosphere is crazy, everybody feel the same. And man, if you ain't feeling this, then you a certified lame. I came in the door, one who sent me. Pulling up clean in an all black Bentley. Close the door gently, step out stunning. We done covered all charges, so everybody come along.
By LaToriaMusic.com. Coming straight out of Dallas, Texas, LaToria brings you her brand new EP, AO1.
This new project is available on Amazon.com, iTunes, and wherever digital music is sold. Don't forget to check out LatoriaMusic.com for all of her music and updates. That's Latoria, LATORIA, music.com.
One Ham Sandwich Show.
That's
hot. That's that unofficial remix.
Yeah.
By the boy pros, PL Sweets.
Yeah.
Featuring yours truly, Sean Slaughter, on the little eight ball hooky piece.
Who was that? Saying?
That's the Canton Jones song, but PL Sweets Pros, our boy, he remixed it and put a new beat to the joint.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I threw an eight ball hook on that joint. Matter of fact, it's already up on the front page of thesouth.com.
Man.
And he just released it like yesterday.
That's crazy, kid.
The remix is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? The remix is just is crazy. So that's what it is, man. Well, today, you know how we like to do. Remember, you can always visit thehamsandwichshow.com.
Yes.
Hamshow.tv when we are live on TV. Make sure you check your Facebook, check your tweets, and all that type of stuff, because we'll let you know. Usually it's every Monday at 6:30 is when we're live. We're broadcasting live Mondays at 6:30. And so it is subject to change because you know, things happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, that's what it is. Today's show, we're going to do some ham callers.
Ham callers.
You know what I'm saying? Some ham call-ins.
We like when y'all call in, yo. You know what I'm saying? We love it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to call in.
Call in 757-325-9493. Leave us a message. We have great ham callers. We have consistent followers.
Yes.
As I was going through the calls, I seen people who have called back multiple times, man, listening to shows. And the one thing you got to understand that if you listen to the Ham Podcast by iTunes or by Android, you know, we do charge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We charge $2 for the Android or $2 for the iTunes. Now you say, now why are y'all charging for that? Well, because the larger podcasts, which are free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They got sponsors like Toyota, Nike,
yeah,
GE.
Right.
That pays for the whole year podcast. You know what I'm saying? And our sponsorships are not that large yet. We have small sponsorships. They're not that large yet. And so you pay for the application for the Android or for the iTunes application. It's $2.
$2.
One time payment.
And then you can download all the shows for free.
Free 99.
Come on, y'all. Stop acting like that.
And then what happens is a lot of times is the way people listen to the show is the way I listen to podcasts. Sometimes I don't get to listen every week and I fall behind. So what I'll do is I'll download like 3 or 4 podcasts and I'll listen to them in the car while I'm driving and, you know, listen to them on demand. It's an on-demand society. That's why we love the internet. The radio is cool, but we love the internet and we love streaming. Anyway, enough dolphin talking. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead.
That's that pie talking.
Let's go ahead and take our first caller.
Yo, this is Chad. What's up, Sean? Cooking you, Asia. I just got done listening to your show. About dudes that download that be kissing all the dudes. Can they still be y'all doing all that and be anointed? And you kind of answered the question and all that. But my question to you, real quick, how do you expect church leaders that's been scared and feel uncomfortable about the issue? How do you expect them to deal with homosexuality in the church when homophobia runs not only rampant in the church, but it runs rampant in the black community? Man, how you expect the church to deal with it? And if they do deal with it, they might lose their best choir director, their best solo artist, man. You know what I'm saying? How you expect them to deal with that? Number one. And number two, if you deal with that, you got to deal with the issue, man, in the black community, that most of our, you know, black men are raised by their mamas.
True.
So, you know, they see their mom, they respect their mom, and so they emulate their mom because their dad is straight ghost face from the home. So all they know is, in some instances, women mannerism. So not only how you deal with it in the church, but how you deal with it in the home when the dad is just straight gone. Mm-hmm. So that's my comment and my question. And I do disagree with True Ways regarding how lesbian women be looking at women. My wife was in college. And one of her roommates was looking at her and her best friend like, oh, y'all got a nice, you know, whack or booty, what's up? Like, I had a dude would look at a female, so that actually does happen. But anyway, that's beside the point. Answer my question, how the church is supposed to deal with homophobia?
Nice, right.
And in the black community, how are we supposed to deal with that too, man? It's just, you know, we just scared to deal with it, even though it is God's will for us to deal with issues in church.
All right,
man.
Nice. All right.
Peace, Sean. Peace, True Ways. Peace, Cook.
Well, my dude, we appreciate the call.
For sure.
Appreciate the opinion. And I think you kind of touched on a couple of things is that, number one, you know what I'm saying? First of all, the black church is part of the black community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so in order to deal with the black church, you got to really start in the black community.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And you have to, I think one of the problems is that, we categorize. It's funny. I was talking to your father this week, Cook.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying? That dude was hilarious, yo. That dude is, yo, your posse making me laugh, man. But your posse is a great one-on-one conversationalist. I like having one-on-ones with him.
Right.
And so he's talking about some conference he went to, and how the dude was basically talking about, somebody asked a question about having a gay person on staff and how he deal with that. And basically the person that was talking, the bishop or whatever that was talking, was basically saying, well, what should I do with a person that's a liar?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do I do with homeboy that's in the choir that might be knocking down 15 people?
Right.
Knocking down 15 women. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? He said, basically what the guy said was, you know, I don't go home with you. So I don't know what you do when you go home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the thing. Homosexuality is so easy to see that it's easy to demonize. Is it a sin? Yes. But so is lying. So is cheating, stealing tithes.
Right.
So is sleeping with three of the lead female singers.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So is gluttony.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's keep it funky.
Gluttony is a sin.
These praise singers ain't tiny.
Nah.
Trust me, after all that yelling and screaming, they're going right out to eat.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get it twisted.
You know what I'm saying? These praise singers is not small.
No, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
And so they can go, you know what I'm saying, and they can eat, you know what I'm saying, 8 pieces of fried chicken, macaroni, you know what I'm saying, collard greens, baked apple pie. Talking about my stomach full, but I feel like I'm going to have a little spoon of your pudding. You know what I'm saying?
And take a plate home.
And
eat that That's before right. they go to bed.
But want to call out the gay dude.
Right.
It's all sin. Stop boxing it.
Yeah.
And in the same way that the gay dude needs correction, mm-hmm. and the gay dude needs teaching, and the gay dude needs love.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same way that the gluttonous person, the liar, the cheat, the adulterer, the fornicator, all that type of stuff. I need direction as well, and you don't know who that is. So,
right.
So what I think you do is that you do keep them within the church. You be careful within the ministries you put them in. But I think that if they are part of your leadership, that you have real conversations with them.
Right.
And that's the thing that they don't want to do. If you're part of my team, and I think something is up, I'm gonna have a conversation. Hey, yo. So what's good, son? Everything good at home? Yo, what's good? You know what I'm saying?
I'm hearing some things.
Everything good at home? Yo, everything good? You know what I'm saying? Yo, who that dude? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to a dude. You know what I'm saying?
Standing in the spotlight. Hold up.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what I think is that we have to address it and stop demonizing it.
Right.
Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah
but I also think, too, that, yeah, you do address it. But when he talked about... you know, losing the best choir director. It's not about losing the best people in the best ministries. It's about saving souls.
True.
You know, so.
I think
you know,
he was joking around too.
If, you know, but it's true.
But and you are going to lose your best singer.
Right. But yeah. And you might lose your choir director.
That's right.
You know, if you call them out, they can walk around and you can see the mannerisms of them being gay.
Right.
But when you confront it, they might get mad and leave.
Right.
Yep. And that boy can sing that song. I'm a sparrow.
Exactly.
He sing that.
And then when he leave, you never know who else might leave with him. So I think, you know, in some instances, pastors are afraid to address
that's true.
That issue.
Because they might lose their best people. That's true.
Now look, exactly. Can I say something?
Go ahead, yo.
This is why I think the church is screwed up, yo.
Go ahead, B.
This is why it's hard to get the real man to come to church.
Right.
The real man.
Why is that?
Because pastors are fake. They don't want to tell the truth. If the man is gay, he's gay.
Right.
You need to preach gay is a sin. It's abomination.
Right. It is a sin.
So why they don't want to preach that?
I think the question that he was asking is, how do you deal with the gay person in your church? Because it's
why is a gay person leading your worship anyway?
Well, I'll ask you another question. Why is a liar leading your worship?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why is the dude that leads your worship slept with two other females?
Right.
And I think that's the point he's making. The point is not necessarily calling out gay people. You know what I'm saying? I think the point is that if you just point out gay people,
right.
It's an issue, number one. And I think that is the point. Also, he's saying is that I think the gay thing is prevalent because either A, we don't want to call it out because they run our church, or B, we scream on them too much, you know what I'm saying? And we don't show no love,
right.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, as nasty as it is, a sin is a sin.
Nobody still have one piece of bubble gum.
Is a sin.
Yeah. There's no big sin, little sin.
It's a sin.
Sin is sin.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that gay people are obviously gay.
Right.
But you're not obviously a liar until you get caught down the road.
Right.
And you don't bash them. You know, you're gay, get out of the church. You know, you show compassion. You know, because you never know why they are like they are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
he made a statement about, you know, another statement about dudes growing up with their mothers. There are certain dudes that are effeminate.
Right.
And not necessarily gay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it, but it's true. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
They married, you know what I'm saying, and they like women. They're effeminate. And he's right. There's some men, and some of those men that are raised by their mothers, and sometimes they're not always effeminate. Sometimes, but they can be ultra sensitive, and they take out that sensitivity in the form of aggression.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they start wilding out, and they can't, you know what I'm saying, they can't handle authority and so on and so forth. It'll always turn out to be gay.
But I think that's different too, because if a woman raised a man, I don't think a man could become gay because he was raised by a woman.
I don't think so either.
You know, I think, you know, he might have his feminine ways, but when you talk about a man liking another man, that's totally different.
Yeah, I to be honest, I think that a man being raised by a woman will probably be more aggressive than a man be raised by a man, because number one, he had to play almost the father figure in that home.
Right, and women, you know, tell their sons, you're the man of the house.
You're the man of the house, so he almost had to play the father figure, number one. And then number two, he does gain a sensitivity to things,
right,
that comes out in the form of aggression.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where a man that grows up with a father or another man that raises him, that man is able to teach him how to be a man, and being a man isn't always mean, wilding out, want to punch somebody in their face, being aggressive, so on and so forth.
Right.
But the man without that, he thinks that being a man is being an animal because he doesn't have that, sometimes that coaching.
Right.
And so sometimes, and he has developed that sensitivity because women are more sensitive.
Right.
And that sensitivity doesn't come out in S's and snakes on a plane. That sensitivity come out in, you bump me, you know what I'm saying? And right. I'm going to curse you out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's what that is, man. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the, you know what I'm saying, for the comment. Keep your calls in, 757-325-9493. Let's listen to some music, and we'll be back.
We thank God for the faith of our elders. elders that came up in the time of Martin Luther, the King, and the great Elvis. Dane Shelfers held us up on the shoulders, told us how to live godly, so all the people that trail us yes, can truly testify that before God rested our eyes, we invested our lives. Yeah. So for the rest of our lives, it's gonna look like we dressed in disguise, but the treasure's inside. And it's a pot of gold. Most of our peers think that God is old, just a man upstairs, partly because we keep our God on the low, so they can't see how God is involved in our human affairs. Yeah, yeah, but since we're the saints, we gotta be mindful of the picture we paint. So every picture they take, yeah, they get snapshots of Holy Spirit-filled Christians that got victory, ain't we all good? We on the same old blocks, different but not the same, like playing close cops on duty. Yo, it's a plain old box, but you can find the treasure in this where the rainbow stops. We on duty. We on the same old blocks, different but just the same, like playing close cops on duty. Yo, it's a plain old box, but you can find the treasure in this where the rainbow stops. Saints that have showed us the ropes, holding us close to shape and mold us. They ain't despised, find us looking for ways to remind us of the mind of God. So now when we look behind us, yeah, it's the army of saints, young dudes broadcasting their faith, forecasting by faith. Yeah. Cause I like to see more of the people of God, like the latter day saints. Black tie, trench coat, and the tag with their names, and the J Dubs at the door before the Saturday games. And listen, you can't miss them, you know them. Probably diss them, you blow them off in a second. They show us up with a press that's public. They ain't impressed with the public, and I ain't trying to give them more credit than what they deserve. But even if what they believe is wrong, they got a faith that you can reach with your arm. We're being called on.
We on the same old blocks, different but not the same, like playing close cops on duty. You miss a plain old box, but you can find the treasure in this where the rainbow stops. We on the same old blocks, different but not the same, like playing close cops on duty. You miss a plain old box, but you can find the treasure in this where the rainbow stops.
What simply means to be on call, to be alert, to be watchful, to be on guard. That's why we walk through the mall with our spiritual sensitivities up to par. From the block to the walls of the barbershop where the talk is not godly at all. No, listen, it's not Christian at all. So we duck every time that we can try to pitch us the ball and can't get us above, no. Cause you know you're ashamed from the pencil and the picture that's drawn of his character. If we care about the picture at all, with each photo we show the world the pictures of God. And every contact they find us catches and falls. Being normal, being cordial, stitching the wall. Materials affecting our culture when Christians resolve. That's spreading the fame of Christ is a mission of course. We on duty.
We on the same old blocks, different but not the same, like playing close cops on duty. You miss a plain old box, but you can find the treasure in this where the rainbow stops. We on duty. We on the same old blocks, different but not the same.
Hey man, how y'all doing, man? This is Caden from Norfolk. I just want to let y'all know, man, I really appreciate the show, man. I work as a mail carrier here in Norfolk, and I can't go a day without putting that listen to about 3 or 4 different podcasts on my iPod, man. Y'all be having me cracking up listening to the podcast, man. I just want to let y'all know, man, that I really do appreciate what y'all do, man. All right, God bless.
You must be tired.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
We back.
Back on the block.
Yes.
Cookie. Shawnee and Truey.
Yes.
What kind of cookie are you? Oatmeal?
No, chocolate chip.
Dark chocolate chip.
Yes, sir.
S'mores.
Yeah.
Man. Ham Sandwich Show. And let's go ahead and let's take a second ham caller.
Listen, I got a topic for you guys. I had this in my men's group this morning, something that I'm going through in my life right now. Talk about what is the biblical role model for the husband to be the servant leader, and for the wife to be the what does the word mean when it comes to when it says wives submit to your husband? What does that look like? What does that mean nowadays? Now I know it's gonna be kind of hot. I don't mean to cause any problems between you, Mr. Slaughter, and you. I don't mean to cause any problems, but this is something real that a lot of people are going through that are listening to you. You know, what does that look like? What does it mean to be a servant leader, and what does it mean to be a submissive wife or the helper or the encourager? How does that look like, you know? Anyway, I think y'all will chop it up pretty good. All right, peace out. Oh, by the way, my name is Jason. I'm from Miami, but I live in South Carolina. Peace.
Thanks, Jason.
What's up, Jason?
You got to be starting something.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't you answer that? You want to answer that? You want to answer that first? Because when it comes to this topic, we talked about this before, actually. We always hear the male perspective.
Yeah.
We talked about this a couple of shows ago, I think. You know what I'm saying? And we always hear the male perspective. We hear the female perspective, yo. All right.
Okay, the female perspective.
Y'all mingler?
He said to be a leadership as a man.
No, he said,
what does it look like?
He's talking about that, you know, when the Bible says...
Wives be submissive to your husbands.
Wives be submissive to your husbands and husbands.
Love your wives.
Love your wives as Christ of the church. He's talking about that thing. Okay. What does that mean to you as a woman?
Yeah.
As a woman, it means to be submissive to my husband is to follow my husband as he follows Christ.
Hey.
Now, when my husband steps out of the line of following Christ.
Mm. Amen.
Then I shall no longer be submissive.
Mm.
Then I will submit to Christ.
Mm. Tabar.
Because my husband
Shabar.
Is not lined up with the word. Mm. What it doesn't mean is, you know, wife, do everything your husband tell you to do. You know, if he tell you, shut your mouth, you shut your mouth. You know.
Shika.
it means, you know, basically to follow your husband as he follows Christ. You know, as he's a leader of the household and he seeks guidance from Christ for what's best for your household. And then you follow him that. You follow him in that but you be his helper and you assist him in being a follower of Christ. You assist him in raising your family and basically being the wife that God ordained you to be for your husband. But it doesn't mean
Shika.
To submit to him as far as do whatever he tells you to do. If your husband is a gambler and he's gambling away all your money, do you submit to that? Or do you challenge that and you say, this Bubba. Is not of God? Because this is putting our family in debt.
Mm. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
this
right.
is hurting our family. This is not what God wants for us. Because the Bible says God wants us to be, does not want to us
That's
to
real.
Be, wants us to be the lender, not the borrower.
That's real.
Right? So
the head and the tail.
If he is gambling away all your money, then you have to, as a woman, you have to challenge. As a woman of God, you have to challenge that. And you take it to your husband, but you also take it to God and ask God, how do I address this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, sometimes when your husband is not doing right, you're gonna have to go over him. You know, sometimes your supervisor ain't doing right. Sometimes you gotta go to the head.
Amen.
So that's basically what that looks like.
Clay men. And I think that's pretty much it. I think whenever the scripture comes up, I think number one, you always hear men talk about it. Never women. So it's good to hear that. I think number two, you always hear what it doesn't mean. And not what it does mean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's exactly it. The reality is that husband and wives have roles.
Right.
And when you have two visions in the household, you have die vision.
That's right.
That's where the word die comes from. Two.
Yeah.
You have die vision. And there always has to be a leader.
Right.
So think of it this way. The LA Lakers have some phenomenal basketball players.
Right.
But as great as Kobe Bryant is,
right.
Phil Jackson's the coach.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So it really has nothing to do with who's better.
Right.
Right.
And this is what we lose in it. You know what I'm saying? God has placed a man over the woman
mm-hmm.
and himself over man.
Right.
It's a positioning. It's a hierarchy.
Right.
Unfortunately, when you come from the military, you know what I'm saying? And what's crazy about it is when the Industrial Revolution started, the Industrial Revolution borrowed a lot of its techniques from military hierarchy. You know right. what I'm saying? As far as corporation, manager, CEO, so on and so forth. But when the corporation borrowed those things, the military had this thing where if my rank was higher than you, it meant I was better than you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It meant I was more qualified than you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And corporations have taken that. Now, you have corporations like Zappos and so forth, where the CEOs become servant leaders, where the CEO, for instance, Mark Zuckerberg, who's the CEO of Facebook, is not even the smartest person at Facebook.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He even said, I built Facebook, but I'm learning how to be a CEO, and I have other people that are smarter than me and older than me that helped me run Facebook, but I still am the CEO of Facebook.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So basically, that's what God says. God says, man is the head of woman. Man leads the household.
Right.
It's his role and his position.
That's right.
The woman is the helper. Right. You know what I'm saying? And the help meet. You know what I mean? Does that mean that a woman does not have her own visions and dreams? Not at all. You know what I'm saying? Right. It doesn't mean that she just foregoes everything to do whatever the man wants. You know what I'm saying? But a godly man who loves his wife just as Christ loved the church. See, if you're going to be a leader in your household, if you're going to be the head of your household, then you have to think, how does Jesus treat you?
Right.
Man.
Right.
I'm gonna say it again.
That's right, dog.
As a man.
That's right.
You are the head of the household.
That's right.
But your responsibility is to love your wife as Christ loved the church.
That's right.
So what that means. Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. What that means is that how do I treat my wife? Then you need to go look at what God says to us.
That's right. And another thing, that don't mean your wife does everything they say you do.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You get to slap her up and all that stuff.
Well, women, we have to understand that there's a system that has been set in place.
That's right.
You know, God has set this.
You better screech.
You better screech.
In place. And, you know, we have to stop saying, he can't tell me what to do. You know, I got my own mind. Yes, you do have your own mind. You are individual, but you are one. And God set a system up. And in that system,
Tebow,
you are the helper.
Tim Tebow.
Doesn't mean you're not equal. Tebow. You are equal, but you are a helper.
Tim.
You know what I'm saying? Because God says that when we become married, we become one.
You know what?
That we remain two, we become one. So you have to know your role within the system.
That's right.
Palomalu.
And play your role, because your role is very important. Because without you playing your role, things can go astray.
Yeah.
Know that your role is important.
You're right.
You know what it sounds like? A trust issue.
Yeah.
Right.
It sounds like the woman can't trust the man to follow Christ.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And lead the family. And treat her as Christ loved the church.
Right.
Well, then she need to be careful who she married.
Oh!
No. I'm saying that's number one. And then number two, I think the man uses the wording as a way to boss and push his wife around. You know what I'm saying?
And that's not what it's intended to do.
See, it's an ongoing loop. Well, watch this. If you treat your wife in the way that Christ loved the church.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? As a servant leader, where you lead yet you serve.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm leading, but we're doing this thing together. I ask my wife for input all the time. Because I have to, see, in a corporation, the CEO has to make a decision, but he still has a boardroom.
That's right.
He still has
right.
a meeting.
Right.
A meeting of the minds.
Right.
But he's been the one that's been called. You know what I'm saying? To push the button.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when things go in the family, there's certain things that God has spoken to me. I got to push the button. There's certain things that God has spoken to my wife. She'll speak it to me,
mm-hmm.
and I push the button.
Right. Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all about button pushing. It's not about who's making all the decisions.
Right.
It's all about who is going to carry out the plan.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Who is entrusted with that?
That's
to carry
right.
the plan out. And the man is. And then sometimes I come with the idea. Sometimes she comes with the idea. Sometimes it's both of us together
right.
having a meeting of the minds and saying this. And then at the end of the day, when there is a meeting of the minds and there is some confusion, you know what I'm saying? Then you guys do have to take that into prayer.
You know what I'm saying?
And humble yourselves and then come to the conclusion that is the most godly.
And one important thing. This is very important.
And then we got to move.
This is very important.
Go ahead, dogs.
If you're married,
mm-hmm.
there should not be a decision made without notifying each other.
There you go.
Exactly.
Exactly. A man should not make a decision and not talk with his wife, and a wife should not make a decision not to talk to her husband.
Because ultimately, decisions that are made affect everyone.
That's right.
Everyone.
That's right.
Within the system, it affects the entire system.
That's right.
All the babies and all that.
That's right. Hey, look, I always say, my dad would do this all the time, dog.
What?
If my dad does the clean up and cook.
Uh-huh.
So if one of my friends want to spend a night, he'll say, go ask your mom.
Okay.
Because my dad don't cook or clean up.
Right, right.
So he'll leave that to her. Go ask your mom. I'm not going to cook and clean up. Go ask her if she feel like doing it.
Right.
Right.
If I want to go outside and play or go across the street somewhere, go ask your dad.
Right, right. Because they played their certain roles.
That's right.
And positioning.
That's right.
And he would never throw responsibility on her.
There you go.
That wasn't good with her.
That's right. He won't say, yeah, that's okay. And then she don't feel like doing that.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? And that was serving.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Great, great, great.
Great question, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Great
question. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Let's take a quick break. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Could Control. We'll be right back.
Still in my 20s, but I die if I got to. Man, I'm already dead. Might forget my flesh. I done been crossed over. See the full court press. I'm a full court mess. If the Lord don't use me, running from my trials, thinking everything's proven. If the cross don't move me, then I don't wanna be no more. If I ain't seeing Christ, partner, I don't wanna see no more. Rep him every day without worrying about a bruise. And I've been to China, man, I seen some real. If you didn't know Christ, would your life look the same? And they tell you value Jesus by the way you rep his name. Hey, what's the point of living if I'm living for myself? Lord, empty out my life before I put you on the shelf. So for God I go hard, I don't wanna die tonight. But it's too many people living who ain't heard about the Christ.
Go, 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 go.
Sharing my faith, they tell me water it down. When I get back to the States, they say tone the music down. You might sell a lot of records, but there's people out here dying, and none of them heard the message. Took my wifey on a mission trip, hit Central America. Shared a testimony, voted people stood and stared at her. When she said Jesus, should have seen it was the same. Cause 40 out of 40 never heard of Jesus' name. Oh man, we ain't focused on the war. Worry about our image and our space up on the internet. Take me at the game, coach. I don't wanna play no more. If I can't give it all I got and leave it out there on the coat. Thank you for the grace, for the will and the desire. Got me living for your glory instead of living to retire. But I pray I never tire of going hard for Messiah. I don't need no motivation, you the reason I'm inspired.
Go, 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 go.
Make a scene for the Lord. Action cut.
Say what?
Like we
But you better get a grip like get Andy said to get to stepping. I know you done it, and hurt it all. You was going hard for the Lord before you heard his song. But don't play yourself to stop yourself and walk in fear. Script just like a man, the truth is closer than it appears.
Listen up, people. Let's take the last call. See what they do.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? This is Jermaine. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. I'm originally from Lawton, Oklahoma, but I'm currently stuck up here in cold Columbus, Ohio. Anyways, man, I've been listening to y'all for a long time. It's my first time calling. But I just wanted to say, man, listen, y'all been a huge blessing to me and my wife. You know, I listen to the show every day. And I enjoy y'all hot topics. I love how y'all elaborate on things. But most of all, I enjoy y'all warped sense of humor because that's right in my alley. I feel y'all on a lot of your funny topics and things like that. But I was listening to your show 160 that was talking about how to deal with family members that just suck. And it kind of reminded me of one time when I was at a family reunion, and you know, we got this one cousin who's kind of known for this, but he, you know, that one family member that's always looking at another family member of the opposite sex. So one time, you know, we just sitting back, and you know, he just made a comment like, you know, such and such show has grown. And you know, I just looked at him and said, yeah, you have grown too. What about it? What's the point? Now, I don't know what got into me, because this dude is like, he's swole. He's a grown man. He's swole, and I'm like almost like a preteen. I'm just barely a teen, like 13 years old. But I'd say, you know, you done grown up too, and what? You know, so, you know, he could have really, like, knuckled me down at that point. But, you know, I wasn't saved. You know, I didn't grow up in the church and stuff like that, so, you know, I had a little mouth on me. But I just want to know, do y'all have that family member in your family, too, that one dude or that one girl, whoever it is always looking at the other cousin of the opposite sex? Anyways, God bless y'all, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing and being a blessing to, you know, myself and, you know, all those who listen. God bless y'all. Talk to y'all later.
Wow.
Wow. Basically, his question was, do you have a family member that basically, you know what I'm saying, like a male family member or even a female family member
that look good to you,
that be looking at the other cousin
like he want to get it,
like he be like,
he sure do,
like everybody got cousins that they think are good looking,
right?
But you don't really know, you ain't really grew up with them like that.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't really grew up with them like that.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Saw him, he's like,
that's our cousin,
like Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn.
But what it sound like, though, is that, you know what I'm saying, like this dude, you know what I'm saying, maybe he, well, he did say that he made the comment, you sure done grown up.
Right.
So maybe he hadn't seen it in a minute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even if your mind goes there, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
You dead wrong for saying that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like, yo, my cousin, you know what I'm saying? My cousin, yeah. Tina, fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just
that don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying?
That's disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? My cousin Stephanie got a dunk.
Fat burger.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look.
And you had a family reunion, so you probably talking to other family members.
Right. And ladies, you can't be saying, oh, cousin Ronald could get it.
He fine.
That's your cousin.
You know what I'm saying? He fine.
Mm,
you can't.
No,
you can't. You can't do that.
Now look, let me ask y'all something.
You got the best.
Go ahead. See, now Cookie from the country, so I don't know what they be doing.
I'm an incest they got going on down here.
I know what they be doing.
Y'all know in the country. Hey, don't even front. In the country, they incest all day.
I ain't gonna front. I do know that.
In the country, they incest.
I know one of my homeboys.
Cousins be getting it.
One of my homeboys.
Straight up and down.
Before I got saved, slept with his cousin.
That's nasty.
T.I.Z.
He wouldn't have been my husband, my homeboy no more.
It was that boy Tez.
That's nasty.
Yeah, and the country, they do that.
Slept with his cousin from London.
That's nasty.
They do that, but look. If you got a cousin, right?
Go ahead, yo.
And then your boy's like, man, can you hook one with your cousin? And you be like, yeah, yeah. And then he asks you, if that was your cousin, would you holler at her? Then what would you say then?
I mean,
because he got to know what she looked like. And he asking you, well, if that was your cousin, would you holler at her?
Ain't nothing wrong with saying that another family member is good looking.
Right.
That's she's good looking. She's good looking. That's different to be like, she done grown.
And then he asks you, yo, she got a body on her.
You know they do that all the time.
Your boys do that though.
You should be like,
your boys do that.
I don't look at my cousin. I don't look at her like
first,
that.
Can they do that with your sisters?
First of all,
I don't know, dude. You go ask.
If one of my dudes run up on me, like, yo, you know what I'm saying, you mind if I talk to your sister?
Right.
Nah, I don't mind you talking to my sister. Yo, she look good. She got a nice body. You wouldn't even mind my friend saying that.
Exactly. If
you must
ask
be a stranger.
Me about her body.
Yeah, because you're trying to get it then.
You know what I'm saying? That's
especially coming from another dude.
And you're trying to get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be disrespectful asking the question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You won't be a friend of mine.
Exactly.
You might get duffed.
Yeah.
And so, my dude. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in your family. Especially,
I think you're just asking though.
Especially, you know what you're talking about this one individual.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I got an uncle who's like that. You know, he look at his nieces and family members, and he make comments.
You sound like a pedophile.
He make comments like, "Come here, girl, you got a thick booty."
Nah, that's pedophilic. Yeah. That's pedophilistic. You know what I'm saying?
He'll say stuff like that.
He'll be like,
"Oh, your legs are like some ham hocks."
That's pedophilistic,
yeah,
yo.
Now you're going too far.
Now you're going too far. And you talking about an uncle to nieces?
Yeah.
All right. Now you too old to be saying all that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Drooling.
You look like you ate oatmeal.
Yeah.
All your life.
You know what I'm saying? All your every day.
Every day.
Nah, you can't do that, yo.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And he said his man is known for that.
He's a felon.
You know what I'm saying?
So does that mean he's getting it?
He might have knocked something down. You know what I'm saying?
Are they from the country?
He might have knocked down a relative. He's from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So are they Midwest?
Yeah.
He might be knocking down relatives.
Watch him. Keep him away from your sisters. Watch him. He's trying to tap tapioca.
Yeah, he knocking down.
Now, y'all know back in the day, y'all play house with your cousins now. All day.
That's a lie. I ain't playing house.
Yeah. I play house with
my neighbor. Yeah,
they play house. In the country, they play house.
We play house too.
We play house too.
We play with the neighbors, not with the family members.
You know what I'm saying?
Because when you play house, you know you got to kiss.
Exactly. You got a kiss and spoon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to fell out. Fell out.
You got a gene fell out.
Give me 20 on pop 8. I'm going to pop 8 times for 20.
Exactly.
No, not with family members.
Gene fell out. You know what I'm saying? Remember you was young, you used to do gene fell out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your pants. Open. Let me tell you something, yo. Your pants used to be so tight. You know what I'm saying?
Mike Jackson.
Because you're Woody Woodpecker. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, boy.
You said that dry heat.
Yes, sir. Y'all said that gene humping all day.
You got a rash from your joint touching the jeans. You mad dog skin and your thing got rash.
Sitting there geneing.
Touching the jeans.
Sitting there geneing.
Y'all little boys need to stop humping your cousins.
Like, yo, you want a gene?
And yo, you want a Jordache?
You go to your neighbor's house to get some, you go to your neighbor's house getting some jeans.
For sure. Like, yo, jean humping.
Like, yo, Tommy, I'm about to go next door and get me some jeans.
Yeah.
You ain't getting no drawers, you're getting jeans.
That's nasty.
Okay, we got to hit a shot. That's getting out of hand. And my stomach is killing me. Oh. L 757-325-9493. The hamsandwichshow.com, hamshow.tv, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. What else? I don't know.
Hit us up.
Just hit us up. Holler at us. Leave your comments. Keep calling. Keep leaving your comments on Facebook. Letting us know how you feel about the situations that's going on around your world. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shay Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia. Thanks for all who called in and all who listened. And keep listening. We'll bring you the fun facts and funny.
All day. And we appreciate y'all listening to What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
Song 1, Canton Jones, Pros Remix, featuring Sean Slaughter. Oh, my God. Song 2, The Truth, On Duty. Song 3, Tadashi featuring Lecrae, Go Hard.